Tennessee doctors are quibbling with the finer points of Governor Bill Haslam's plan to restrict opioid prescriptions. They've released suggested revisions after language of Haslam's bill was made public for the first time. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
Tennessee is on the verge of placing restrictions on how many opioids a doctor can prescribe. To new patients, the limit would be just 5 days' worth of pills. With additional dosage limits, it would be one of the strictest laws in the country. Tennessee Medical Association Executive Director Russ Miller says he can see why that makes sense to lawmakers staring down a growing number of overdose deaths.
I heard someone say, if the tub's overflowing, what's the first thing you do? You turn off the faucet. The problem is when you cut off the supply of these drugs, the unintended consequences, the move to illicit drugs, to street drugs, to counterfeit drugs can have a devastating effect and hurt many people.
The TMA is pushing back against new rules for doctors altogether. Rather, the organization representing 9,000 physicians wants pharmacists to be the gatekeeper and only partially fill a prescription if it's for more than a week. They're also pushing to include some kind of mandate that insurance companies cover more alternative pain treatments like acupuncture. Physician lobbying groups say they still think something needs to be done this year, and they also want to revisit whatever passes in 2021 instead of making the rules permanent. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.